And welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner talking now with Norwalk girls soccer coach Andrew Messer. And coach, it's been a good week for you so far. You got a 3-0 win at Pella on Tuesday night, followed that up with a 3-1 victory over Ames at home on Thursday night. A couple of teams that were in the rankings or close to it. How do you feel about the way the team played this week?
Excited. We've been working on a lot of things, and then we're starting to see that take fruition in our gameplay. So very, very, very excited for the girls right now.
And right now you're 5-1-3 overall, record of 3-1 in the Little Hawkeye Conference. Records aside, though, is everything kind of progressing the way you had hoped with this team at the start of the season?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, right about now is when we start feeling that we got the girls in the right positions, and we've finally finalized our formation and things, and I would say, yeah, I feel pretty good where we're sitting and where we're going into the second half of the season.
What have been some of the biggest bright spots so far this year?
Oh, it's been the players that you know, we've been watching since they were freshmen. You know, Addie Wood is coming into a really good spot for her. She's been seeing a lot of good ball control, a lot of good passes. I don't have the exact stat on me right now, but she's come up to a lot of assists. So we're really excited for her. And we're seeing our forwards starting to make a lot of runs and a lot of attacks. Olivia Welch, she's been a player that we've had an eye on since her freshman year. And she's right there becoming a really, really outstanding player. But yeah, I'm pretty excited for everybody. Katie Licky, you know, she's only allowed 4 goals this entire season. You can't overlook that. You know, our outside wings, Maya and Avery, they're doing a great job out there. They're getting into the attack. They're feeling a little more comfortable playing a little bit of a different position than last year. And yeah, I feel like we still have a ways to go, but we're definitely making improvements.
Yeah, you mentioned Katie Lidke in goal. I think you've got 6 shutouts on the year. Some of those have been a couple of scoreless ties in there, but she's really getting the job done in the net. How have you seen her grow from that freshman year to now?
Oh, just an absolute ton. You know, we had not, I keep saying it, we've had an eye on her for a while. We knew that she was going to be tall, strong keeper, but, you know, we didn't realize how strong she was going to be as we speak right now. She's with her teammates in the weight room lifting, and coming off of a great season of wrestling has just made her that much better of a keeper. I'm just going to say I'm glad she's on our side, because going up against her would be kind of scary.
Yeah, I was going to say hopefully nobody picks a wrestling fight with her in the weight room there.
Right.
So 3 ties all out of conference against really good teams, Bondurant Farrar, North Polk, and Southeast Polk. Your only loss was to, you know, one of the best teams in the state year in and year out in Dallas Center Grimes. What are the girls learning from some of these really close matches?
Oh, we're learning how we play together. That's the big thing. You know, we had some injuries at the beginning of the year that have kind of made some adjustments that we didn't want to make, but we're making them. Going against DCG earlier in the year really showed what our potential was. You know, I thought the girls played really well that game. It just didn't go our way. And I feel like we're starting to see, you know, where our game lacks and where our game has strength. You know, we're starting to finally see the back of the net more often. We're finding where we struggle a little bit more. And I feel like it's just giving us a really good idea on what we need to work and improve on as we get closer and closer to the end of the season and into sub-state.
So with those 3 ties on the year, just curious your thoughts on the new rules this year. They don't play the overtimes. How is that affecting things?
I'll say the same thing that I've been saying. You know, that's the very first question that anybody asks me. And you know, I like the tie rule just because it makes it more like soccer. And I feel like everything that we do to make the game in Iowa more like the game in the world is an okay thing. I know that it can mess up rankings a little bit. You know, what does a tie mean in the rankings? Thus far, we haven't seen anything really hurt us when it comes to the tie. But I will say I like the idea that it saves the girls' legs. You know, it's really rough to go play 3 games in a week and one of those games be a tie. I mean, that's a lot of soccer, and that's putting a lot of stress on the girls. So I'm okay with it right now. You know, my mind might change as it goes on throughout the year. And, you know, once sub-state hits and we no longer have ties, that's a that's a completely different mentality to have. But overall, I'm okay with it. I don't really see it as a bad thing. I don't really see it as a good thing, but it's just something that's making it more like soccer as seen in the rest of the world.
Right, right. Again, we're talking with Norwalk girls soccer coach Andrew Messer on our Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. Well, when I talked to you early in the season, kind of just as you were getting going, you liked the fact that you thought you'd have balanced scoring this year, and you've certainly had that. I think I counted 7 girls that have scored at least 2 goals on the year, and no one has more than 5, so it is really balanced.
Absolutely, yep. Yeah, we've got our girls that we've kind of classified as, you know, you're the ones that are going to be getting into the attack. But I always love seeing multiple girls score. You know, whenever I have my score sheet at the end of the game, when I have, you know, 3 goals and 3 different names, that's making me happy. That's really hard to defend. You can't figure out who your leading goal scorer is, so you can't place a girl on one of them, because if you do that, then somebody else is going to be wide open. So I'm really proud of that.
And Addie Wood, who is tied for the team lead in goals along with Olivia Welch at 5, she's clearly your leader in assists. So one of your top scorers is also one of the girls who's setting up her teammates.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. She's got the ability to score, but I think that's not what makes her dangerous. I think what makes her dangerous is she knows where to put the ball, and that's what makes her such a great player.
So you got a week off now coming up, which is rare, before you go to the Dallas Center Grimes Classic next weekend or on Friday. What are you going to be working on here during this stretch of no games?
Well, it's kind of funny that you say that. So, you know, we've been playing some games, and we've been seeing where we're lacking and things like that, but I honestly think we're just going to trust the process. You know, there might be a few things that we need to focus on, you know, maybe a few set pieces here and there, maybe some really tactical things, you know, defending a corner kick, taking a corner kick, free kick, stuff like that. But we're going to keep working on things that we have decided are important, you know, at the beginning of the season, and the things that have kind of led us to the success as of right now. We're going to keep doing it. We're just going to trust the process and hope for the absolute best.
So stick with the plan. And does this period of time off, does it give you a day to just give them a free day? Well, maybe somewhere in there?
Well, don't tell anybody yet, but we're actually going to do that today. They don't know about it. They're downstairs working out right now, and we're going to be giving them the day off today. We're going to do a little team bonding tonight instead of anything too physical. So hopefully they're going to enjoy that, some time with their friends, time with their teammates, and another chance to maybe get a little bit of food and refuel, let them go into the weekend nice and relaxed and hopefully come back at 100%.
Well, this doesn't air until Saturday morning, so we should be okay on the secret there.
Good, very good.
Just one last question for you then. As you look ahead to that DCG Classic next week, what is the schedule there? Do you know who you're playing? Is it a set schedule?
Yeah, so all depending on weather. I know that weather can make a difference. Last year we had the schedule change on us the very day before. But right now we're playing Independence and North Scott, both ranked teams, high-ranked teams. You know, it's going to be fun playing them because this is the only place that we're going to see them, except excluding, you know, state events. So I'm really excited to see, you know, just what they can bring and what we can bring to them. You know, I think that kind of makes the bridge between some of these teams that go that never play other teams just because of the distance that they have to travel to do so. I like seeing that before the end of the season so that we can get a real view on, you know, how good a team is, what kind of quality we're talking about. So I'm really excited to play them. I know Independence and North Scott both have a lot of history with their soccer teams, and you know, we're going to be planning on having a battle with them, so should be good.
That's Norwalk girls soccer coach Andrew Messer. Coach, thanks for your time. Anything else to add about the season?
No, I'm just well, I'll say this: I'm glad to see some better temperatures. It's kind of nice actually being able to wear shorts outside, but no, we're just excited to get to this end of the season and see some warmer temperatures.
All right, thanks, Coach, and good luck to your team going forward.
Thank you.